my own now. Yeah, that's my fault. About Matt, he's now the children's teacher in children's church. He wouldn't fill out a card. So be careful not filling out a card. You may end up in charge of a ministry. And the kids love him, and he loves the kids. And he said he'd rather be with kids than adults. So, you know, he's a children's pastor. And so we appreciate Matt and Aliette and all that they do. Next Sunday, Pastor Jeff Wickwire will be with us to dedicate this building. Now, on April 11th, we celebrated our 10-year anniversary because we were 2 weeks removed from it. And we celebrated moving into the building and no longer being portable. That was our celebration. Really not the 10-year thing. It was not being portable anymore. That, you know, we really celebrated that. But this next Sunday, Pastor Jeff's going to come in and actually preach a word from God for us in season and dedicate this building to what God has called us to do. So I want to encourage you to be here. If you're looking around, you're thinking, oh, has COVID struck again? No, it hasn't. People are missing today for a lot of different reasons. It has nothing to do with COVID. The weather changed people's schedules. People are having to work because they've been out of work for a week. A lot of things are going on. A lot of people are gone today. But those that are watching us online, I want to speak to everybody who's watching us online. And those of you that have not been here yet, I want to encourage you, if you think you're ready, this next Sunday is the Sunday you need to be here when we dedicate this building to what God is telling us. God said this building is just the tip of the iceberg of what he's going to do here. So this next Sunday is very important because we put the seal on it and we move forward. Let's go and let's go do what God's called us to do. So I'm going to encourage you to make every effort you can. And if you're even close to being ready to coming back, come back this Sunday as we dedicate this building. Pastor Jeff is our lead overseer. He's our pastor. You know, your pastor needs a pastor. And Pastor Jeff Wickwire is our pastor. And he's going to be coming next Sunday. So I encourage you to be here for that. As we step forward into the promises that God has made, I love the prayer that was prayed by Angela. That was a prayer, a spiritual warfare prayer of declaration on the promises God has made us. And we need to remember that we must never, ever give up on the promises God has made us. As a church and as an individual person, God makes you individual promises. He'll make promises to you about your family, extended family, but he'll give you personal promises to you for your life. And we must never give up on them. God has a desired future for North Elevation Church and for you personally. And you should never surrender those promises. Never. You should expect them. You should look forward to them. But never, ever surrender them. Ever. That leads me to my first truth this morning. Our confidence is not in chance or good fortune, but in the true and living God who keeps his promises. We've been talking about a lot of things over the past weeks. Once I launched this series, The Tip of the Iceberg, this is the sixth message in the ending message. And what I want to talk to you today about is something very critical to promises. We've covered everything from having spiritual eyes to embracing, to fasting and prayer, to understanding what it means to stand in faith. But today, I want to talk to you about the power of expectation. Let us pray. Father God, in the next few moments, I'm asking you to move in a powerful way today. Not only in this place, but everybody who's watching online, that we embrace the promises and get our expectations up and look forward to them and expect them to be manifested. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke 3:15 says, Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon. If you're taking notes, you need to double underline expecting. This is a very key word in this passage of Scripture that I'm going to come back to. Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be the Messiah. The key part of that verse is they were expecting, everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon. Here's my question. Are you expecting the promise to come soon? Now let me do this. I want you to clear your mind. Don't even look up at the screen. If you have to, look at the back of the chair in front of you or the floor. I want you to clear your mind. And I want you to focus on just one promise that God has made you. Right now, clear your mind. Get everything out of the way. What is one promise you know God has made you? Get your mind focused on that one promise. Now, if you can't think of something real quick, what are some of the promises we've been talking about God has spoken for NEC? Focus on that right now. Clear your mind and focus on a promise. While you're focusing on that promise, let me remind you the promises God has made us that we clearly identified at the end of the year, the last Sunday of the year. Rochelle and I got up here and shared it with you. First Sunday, I begin to expose them again. God has promised us that we have not moved into a miracle moment. We have moved into a miracle season, series after series after series of miracles. Can you get focused on that reality? Can you believe it's coming soon? Can you believe it can happen in the next moment? Miracle season. Season after season after season. Miracles of healing, which we've already been hearing. We've only touched the tip of the iceberg of the healings. Miracle of finance. We've heard testimonies already since the first of the year. We've only touched the tip of the iceberg. God promised us that He would use us in a pivotal way to reconnect people back to Himself, back to their families, back to the Word. God was going to use us to reconnect people. Can you look at the empty chairs in here and say, I believe the promise of what God said, and this will all change? Can you believe? Can you embrace? Can you have spiritual eyes to see people sitting in those seats? God promises, she prayed about it today, the creativity. There would be a new season after season, series after series of people all of a sudden receiving creative ideas that were going to change the world around them. People who felt like they had nothing to give were going to suddenly have creative ideas that God was going to use them to elevate them to a new level of kingdom authority to bring kingdom change. Can you believe that can happen for you? Those are promises. We must never, ever surrender the promises. I don't care what happens. I know what happens matters in a lot of ways because it affects people. We just went through a very unusual time, a 100-year thing that happened, hadn't happened in 100 years. And that's kind of affecting people today being here at church. But we can't even let that keep us from what God has promised us. We've got to embrace it. We've got to see it. Expectation is important. Here in this verse of Scripture, it says everyone was expecting. The word expecting here means opened-eyed and hopeful. Another way to say it is eyes wide open. They had their eyes open and they were full of hope that Jesus was going to come back in the next moment. We need that type of anticipation in our own lives that, you know what, I don't care what just happened. In the next moment after what just happened, I can see the miracle of the promise manifested. Eyes wide open. It also means eager to be alert. Are you eager for the promises? Are you alert and sensitive to what God's doing around you so that you don't miss what God's trying to do to bring the promise to pass? Are we eager? Are we alert? It also means a tiptoe expectation. It means they were up on their tiptoes with an expectancy that any moment. Are we on our tiptoes expecting, or are we on our heels saying, I don't know that it will really happen. So I'll just get back here, and that way I won't be disappointed if it don't happen. Well, disappointment's coming. You better get up on your tiptoes and start believing that God is true to his word. You got to get up on your tiptoes. One translation puts it this way, that people were on their tiptoes in anticipation and expectation. Truth number two I want to bring to you today. God's people need to be living in expectation. Are we living in it? Ask the question to yourself, is Corey living in expectation? Are you living in expectation? Are you waking up with an expectation of the promises of God? Or is your mind consumed with everything else other than the promises? But you don't understand my schedule. I got a lot to do today. And you can't make room for the first thing in the morning to get focused on what God has promised you? You have put all of that before the promises of God. But yet you want God to fulfill the promises. But your eyes and your ears and what you speak and what you're trusting is disconnected from the promise. We got to be connected to the promise. We need to understand that God has made us some promises, and we need to embrace them. Here's the other question. What type of expectation do you have in the morning? Is your expectation based on what happened last week, last month, last year? Are you going to base what God has promised based on what you experienced last year? Because if you're still living back there, you can't get up here. Paul said, I'm leaving all that behind and I'm pressing forward to the reward. To stay back there is to stay in doubt. To stay up on your tippy toes is to stay in faith. What type of expectation do you have? Is your expectation based on, well, you don't know, you don't understand. I've checked the percentages. Well, you need to renounce the percentages and declare that my Father is bigger than all of those things. Well, you know what? I've written things down, and the facts are percentages tell me that, you know, I can believe for this, but probably it's not going to happen. It won't. Why not believe? Well, what if it doesn't happen? So what? Why don't you step up tomorrow and believe again? See, we can't give up on God because something didn't happen just exactly the way we thought it was going to happen back here. Because tomorrow, in the next moment that you wake up, it could happen. We waited 10 years for a building. It happened. Because some people decided we're going to stay in a place of expectation on the promise that God has made us. We don't care what all we've been through back here. We know that God has made a promise and we refuse to surrender it. You got to make a decision. And one of the biggest things we run into is our intellect. Oh, you don't know. I've lived life. I've seen things. That's just, let me say this. Throw rocks at me. We do that to defense the fact that I'm not standing in faith, and that's the way I protect myself. I don't want to step out there and be disappointed. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to step out there and I'm going to face disappointment, and I'm going to move through the disappointment, and I'm going to step out again and again and again and again and again until I see it happen.
That's
until my faith grows enough that when I step out, it just becomes automatic. Man, I am so off where I thought I was going. Hang on. Understand that God is doing something large here at North Elevation Church. I've said this several times since the first of the year because God spoke it to me in one of the services. God is doing something large here at North Elevation Church. And I've had several confirmations from people that said God told them the same thing. Do not look around and say, I don't see anything large. That's doubt being birthed. You look around and you say, I don't care. God said he's doing something large here. And since when did numbers dictate how large God can do things in this place? If we'll all just get up on our tiptoes with expectancy, there's no telling what could happen and how quickly it will happen. God said, I'm doing something large here. Will we believe? Are we going to be people who believe that? On our tiptoes with great expectation concerning what God has promised us. Are we going to be those kind of people? I'm going to. And if I have to calf rope you and tie you up and drag you with me, you're coming. I don't want you to miss out. One of our key verses of scriptures is in Thessalonians. No one left behind, no one left out. So I'm going to drag you kicking and screaming. I don't want you to miss out. Matthew 19:26 says, Jesus looked at them and replied, this is impossible, mere humans, but for God all things are possible. When you look at what we've been going through, just this past thing we've been through, people have taken another hit, right? There are people here, not here today, because they're still dealing with what happened to their homes. When you look at everything around us, it seems impossible what God has promised. But in the middle of the impossible, the extreme impossible, God said, I will perform my promise to you. In the middle of the impossible, he made this possible. I think that we are doing something we shouldn't do. We're not bringing glory to God when we step back and say, well, God, you know, I just don't know whether you can do that. And we're standing in this building and say that. Was this not a miracle? In the middle of the impossible. A building this size. We didn't even have the funds to even have a building this size. But God made a way so that it was exactly where our funds were. When it seems impossible, get up on your toes and get ready. Because now man can't take credit for it. Only God can. It's important that we know that. Somebody's phone, oh, he likes laughter. That's good. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked hard at them and said, no chance at all if you think you can pull it off yourself. Every chance in the world if you trust God to do it. Every chance in the world if you trust God and not the percentages. Every chance in the world if you trust God and not look backwards. Amen. Every chance in the world with God if you don't look at, well, last week I told you so, and that's what happened. Well, you spoke it. I'm going to speak differently. Well, you spoke and it still happened. I don't care. Tomorrow I'm going to continue to believe. What happens again tomorrow? I'm going to wake up tomorrow and believe. What if it happens four times in a row? I'm going to wake up and believe. Are you with me? We let so many little things keep us from our promises. 5 days in a row, things happen. Well, I guess God's just not with me anymore. Have we forgotten there's an enemy out there? And we've got to stand up and do warfare and put our armor on and not be deceived by the deceiver. Because you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to discourage you because he knows that God keeps his promises. Come on. He knows. Third truth. It is time for you and I to be on our tiptoes and expect the impossible suddenly. Got to get your faith to a whole new level. I'm going to say it right here. You're going to have to do your most intense warfare against doubt and unbelief and negativity. I've said this before. Well, I've got to be the balance to it all. Not if it's going to be doubt and unbelief. That's not balance. Faith. 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 I'm believing for some things. What about you? I'm embracing the promises. And some of what God has said, if you look around, is like overwhelming. How's that going to happen? I'm telling you. You're going to wake up and you're going to go, whoa. He did what he said he was going to do. And I can't sit here and jump up and down because I've not been walking in faith and believing for it. And the enemy's now got you captured right where he wanted you. Beat down. Once it happens. And now he wants to try to remove you from the house. Nobody in this place will ever look down on anybody about that. You know why? Because we love people. And we meet you where you're at. I'm here today to stir up your faith. And you need to stir up your faith. You have some large promises, but the enemy's already started trying to rob them by telling you, well, look back there, look what happened last week, look what happened 5 hours ago. You know, you're not supposed to ignore it. Here's what I do. Well, that did happen. Now that's going to cost you me being in prayer 2 more hours. Shouldn't have done that. See, we got to have the right attitude. Well, that 2 hours of prayer didn't matter. Yeah, it did. Shook him up, got him trying to get you off base. Press in. Press in. Press in. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 has been our verse now for almost a year and a half. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Trust with all your heart. Lean into Him. Do not lean into all of your knowledge. We've all learned. Some of you in here are super smart. I'm like, I walk by you and I go, Lord, just let it fall on me a little bit more, please. But we can feel real smart. We can feel real dumb. We can feel somewhere in between. And we cannot lean on any of that. We must lean on Him and trust Him in all things. And speak faith. Do you wake up in the morning with expectation? Or do you get up and drag yourself around expecting nothing important and promising from God to happen? How do you wake up in the morning? Well, I'm going to wake up in the morning. Well, God, I hope you do this today, but I know what the percentages are. I know what the past has told me. I really hope that you do this, but I'm just going to prepare for something in between. That's not faith. That's the wrong kind of expectation. Father, I know what's back there. I know what the percentages are. I know what people have said the facts are. But I'm going to trust you to overcome all of that and bring all this to pass just the way you said it. Because you're the God who created heaven and earth and all the universes. You can do anything. You can overcome anything. Jesus tried to get the disciples to understand that. I'm out of time and I got so much more I want to say. Let me give you my final thought. She's ready to stay till 1 o'clock. Anybody else? I invite you to press on. Acting in faith with high expectation of what lies ahead as God does a new thing with His promises in your life, in NEC, in our communities, in 2021. This church represents 12 cities. Are you willing to say, Heavenly Father, I don't want to put any limit on what you can do. I refuse to set any restrictions on what you can do. That means you will be willing today to let God do whatever He wants to do in you, through you, and for you. Get yourself out of the way. When my faith meets God's desire, the result is always miraculous. I've got to say this. She said I could go to one. Hang on. When I'm lifting weights, I'm going to bring this down in a physical realm. I wake up on the day I'm working out, which is mostly with an expectation of getting back to somewhere I was a year and a half ago. And it's been a struggle. You have to exercise your faith. I got to exercise my muscles to get back there. But I keep my expectation. Yesterday, I'm benching, flat benching. I do a lot of sets and reps prior to getting to 250 pounds. Then I had to call Rochelle over to help spot me. And yes, she can do it. And she comes over to spot me. My deal is to get to 8. But I only got to 5 yesterday. But I am not discouraged. I've got my eye on the prize. My expectations are high. Because I know when I get to 8 reps, because of all the other work I've done, exercising my muscles, that when I get to 250, I'm going to call Daniel. Because you can look at Daniel. You know he can lift some weight. And I get my son back there, and we go back to the gym, and I'm going to max at 300 where I was a year and a half ago. It is time that we exercise our faith and work those muscles, and let's start stepping out with expectation. I don't care that I hit a wall yesterday. I don't care if I hit a wall tomorrow. I'm going to get back to 300 pounds because I know that if I exercise my muscles, I will get there. We have got to exercise our faith. And that means let go of that. Let go of the percentages. Let go of what you think is a fact. Let go and just believe. I call it reckless belief. Just get out there and believe. You want to believe with me? Stand. If you're out there watching me, stand. I promise you, it's not the same there as it is in here. I hope you're coming back. God's doing something. But I know, I understand. Don't misunderstand me. We honor the decisions you've made. And I'm believing God's going to move in your room, wherever you're at, in a way that you can hardly stand up. It's time. Come on, it's time. Yes. It's time. We're going to dedicate this building next week to all of this. It's time that we take a step forward and quit looking to the past of what's happened before. And look to the proof that when it looks the most impossible, my God is going to perform a miracle. Father, we stand right now in agreement as the body of North Elevation Church, the community of faith. And we step out today in faith, believing that all the promises are ours. And we shall see them manifested in Jesus' name. And everyone said, come back Wednesday night. We're going to have worship. We're going to have a prayer season for families. It's going to be a family night of prayer. And then Pastor
Pastor Colin's going to bring a teaching on Wednesday night. So see you here first Wednesday, 7 p.m. You're dismissed.